Hi, this is Rebecca and welcome to Breaking Autopilot. Today I want to talk about eating and how long it's taken me to make a decision that eating healthy tastes better than junk food. And this is not a short overnight thing, oh, I'm determined and I can do this. This is 2017, 2012, so about 5 years ago, when I went to a trainer and said, all right, I just had a scare, went into the hospital and felt pressure in my chest, and a coworker drove me over to the hospital. Probably not a good idea. Probably should have taken an ambulance, but whatever. That would be way too much drama. So we ran over there and felt the pressure sitting on my chest. And at that time, I thought, I'm having a heart attack, although I didn't know what a heart attack was. But it turns out I had high blood pressure. And through some different doctor procedures and different tests and things that were ran, spending about $800 out of pocket, I decided that it was time to get healthy. So I enlisted with a trainer and learned how to eat right. And that was the first thing I think that they said. I might be a little bit off on this, but 70% of our life is about our diet and 30% is about the exercise and changing our body shapes. So I focused on eating well and listening to their carbs and protein balances. And I think today that's called macro dieting, where that you balance out those carbs and the proteins and your body can process them at the same time. And I ate a lot of eggs because they have good protein for them, but not eating more than 2 yolks a day so you don't get the bad fats or whatever that might be called. But anyway, I was on a roll and I had lost 20 pounds at this time, and the can-do attitude, up running before 8 o'clock, unstoppable. And then for some reason, I stopped. Probably life got busy. My life got back into an autopilot. And I gained that 20 pounds back. So here we are, 2017. And we're going to start this journey again. So January 1, I said, all right, I'm going to follow the 17-day diet plan. Now, why did I choose this plan over something else? Well, quite frankly, I had a coworker that was on a board with me that had lost a lot of weight. His wife had lost weight too and thought it was manageable. You got to eat a lot of food on that diet, and read through material and thought, okay, this kind of fits with some of the ideas that the trainer had given me a long time ago. So 17 days, I can do that. And then it's a different cycle plan. There's 3 cycles each of 17 days, but I could do the accelerate the first 17 days, which meant no real sugars, meant not cutting out my chocolate. And those of you that know me, I'm a chocoholic and I have even used Choco a lot in my usernames and things because I love chocolate so much. But I was determined that I'm going to try this healthy, lean protein, eating more vegetables, putting color on my plate. So when I made my first dinner that was fish and roasted vegetables, I took a picture because I was so proud. Realized that after I took another picture of another plate that I had fixed for myself the couple nights later with chicken and vegetables, that the plate looked like a diner plate. It was the Crail blue-rimmed diner plate. And I thought, oh, I cannot be posting those pictures to motivate me with a diner plate. So I got out the pretty fancy little Southern Living plate with the scalloped edges and started eating on that. Well, that plate's actually smaller. So that's also a good tip when you're trying to control portions, because mine had gotten out of hand. So I found foods that I liked, and through Dr. Oz's book and reading that diet plan and things too, you know, he had routines, and when you get up and you eat the same thing every day, if you like that, in which I do, eggs are really good in the mornings, and the trainer had told me to add some egg whites to my eggs, and that would give me more protein and more sustaining, and then eat a fruit with that or a yogurt with that, and that helps the carbs of the fruit and the yogurt to balance out with the protein that I'm eating. So that's usually my morning meal, is an egg or 2 eggs with egg whites, a piece of fruit, some prunes or yogurt. And that will get me through and sustain me through my morning. And then eating something healthy, salads, adding chicken to them for lunch, and all the different vegetables, raw vegetables that I like to have with salads. And then at night, roasting some chicken breast, baking it in the oven, makes it really convenient. I usually try to bake several of them so that I can cut them up, put them in salads, and then have them for nightly dinners while that my kids have whatever else that they might want. Sometimes it's that, sometimes it's something different. And then I got to the point now that I love roasted vegetables. Love, 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 love roasted vegetables. And the more colors that I can have on my baking sheet of red peppers and mushrooms and onions and squash and zucchini and broccoli, as much as I can fit on that pan, I love it. So I've started eating that, and then I make enough of that so that I can portion that out for 3 or 4 days as well, and then I've got my bowls set aside, and it makes eating healthier accessible. So I lost 6 pounds in that period, which is pretty good since I didn't move the needle too much. I did some walking. 10,000 steps a day would be my high goal, and very proud of myself. I could even see my shape changing from eating better. That stomach pudge was a little bit down by the foods that you eat, having probiotics in your diet, whether that be through a probiotic peel or yogurt or kefir, which I tried and wasn't great on and fond on. Sometimes mixing whey protein in with the kefir may help, but that's kind of a live yogurt, sour cream, something kind of drink. Anyway, I tried it and went back to almond milk and whey protein for a quick snack on there. And I got to the end of January, and I decided that I would eat pizza. One night, Saturday night, I was out with family, and what does everybody want? Let's get pizza, because that's typically what we normally do. And I've done really good all week, or all month, so why not? Well, I'm telling you, once I had pizza that night and allowed myself, the next morning I went to Hardee's and had an 800 calorie breakfast platter with gravy and sausage, biscuit, sopped that up, crazy, 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 loving every single little minute of it. And then I was like, oh my gosh, well, I was so full that I didn't eat the full meals the rest of the day from eating that breakfast platter. But what I also realized is I didn't feel that good. My stomach was not happy about the stuff I had fed it after I'd had a cleaner diet. I won't say clean and perfect because there is no such thing for me. And yes, I did have a bite of chocolate, but I would eat a quarter of the candy bar and give the other to my son, who was glad to accept the rest of it. So I still made sure that I didn't deprive myself of something if I really wanted it. I just proportioned it. So after a couple of days of doing that, then I even went too far into saying, oh, well, maybe it's not so bad. And the next night I ate Chinese. And so I'm here to say that tonight when I was coming home and I had a couple of the boys with me and we had to go get some haircuts and stuff, they wanted to eat out, of course, and I'm tired and didn't want to fix anything. So great. We'll stop through and get them some Arby's. And there was not one single fast food place that I could think of that would be satisfying to me. And what I really craved was some chicken breast and some vegetables. And so I will be doing a Kroger click list tonight and being able to pick those things up tomorrow and make time in my schedule that's been busy this week and I haven't got to the grocery. So I'm going to make that time because I want to feel good again. I want to feel full. And I want to see those ridges in my stomach, the side. Like I was actually seeing a waistline just by changing my diet. So that was a really good feeling. And came home and fixed myself an egg and the egg whites. I did have some homemade sausage balls and had that with it. But that's good. Drink some green tea with it. And I'm going to be back on track. One of the other things that motivated me was a book called Dieting by Design for Inspiration and Encouragement by Allison Simpson. And I'd read this a while back because as I watch people through Facebook and friends and acquaintances, there are certain people that have children and have lives and work full time and still make time for exercise, still make time for health. And she's one of those people that is inspiring to me just to watch and follow and see her journey, and so are a couple of others. So anyway, when I realized that she had a book out there you could download through Kindle, that I had downloaded that, and the cover is really pretty because it says Dieting by Design, and the colors of it are like this beautiful color wheel. So that helps me like think of the roasted vegetables, and it makes me enjoy eating instead of looking at bland food. You get it at a fast food, you know, French fries don't have any color on that. And with me living intentionally, I really want to see color in my life, and that includes color in my diet. And I'll try some new things. So I hope that when you get discouraged and realize that you can't do anything or you feel too tired to exercise and think that dieting doesn't really make a difference, that maybe you'll think about the 70%, 30%, looking up something close to that and saying, you know, do I feel good when I eat whatever I want as an indulgence? Or do I feel good when I eat something that's leaner and doesn't have as much of that chocolate and fattiness in an excessive way? So anyway, I wanted you to think about that and be intentional with your dieting. Realize that you can diet without exercising and make a difference in the way that you feel, the energy level that you have, and that you can see food differently as an inspiration and like a color palette when you're creating, and not as something that's just, what are we going to have for dinner, and be so ho-drum on that. So get inspired, find a new recipe, read a new book, and check out Allison's book, or I like the Dr. Oz book too, and the 17-Day Diet, or whatever, a combination. Find your balance for motivation so that you can try something new in your diet and stick with it. Thanks. Bye.